This is the 5280 Geek Podcast, and you're going to listen to the Weekend Geek Update.
From the 5280 studios, Weekend Geek Update. Smurf here, and my table of eyebrow-questioning companions, Double A Ron, Private Cheeseburger, toucher of butts and wants to pencil in my eyebrows.
I really want to see what it would look like if I have pictures.
Tell.
Ooh, I want to see you.
You could just outline them, because they are there.
What if we did, like, Instagram eyebrows?
He just needs a little mascara to darken them up. You know, tint them.
Oh, yeah.
Give him some wings.
They have that. That's the, it's like a...
No, that's not how
you know what they're called. Well, like, I kind of
want to
see...
Don't tell Smurf that.
I want to know what you look like with Instagram eyebrows.
So what? One of the little...
No, here, I'll pull it.
No. My eyebrows are there. They're not delicate. In fact, I've even gotten, like, some weird wiry ones that I've had to, like, eliminate.
Well, that's because you're 85.
805,
are you
maybe.
Are you going...
You maintain. I mean, the last thing I need is, like, an unibrow.
Or are you doing it from home?
Tweezers in the mirror.
It's important not to tweeze outside your natural brow line.
No, I don't tweeze outside of the natural brow line, no.
You don't know what that means?
Yes, I know what my brow line is, but I don't, I mean, this nice little ridge here between where there's an actual space between the eyebrows.
We'll do lip liner next week.
Do we have a sponsor for this train wreck?
Yes, this train wreck is happily sponsored by... Not Sephora, we don't have that kind of budget.
Eyebrows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's toned.
We are sponsored by the Alamo Drafthouse, Littleton Cinema, Your Turn, Tabletop Game Night every Monday night. And, in fact, next Monday we will be there again.
Next Monday!
Woo. I'll have my 3 margarita limit and get wasted.
Do you have a 3 margarita limit?
I mean, technically I have a 2 drink limit, I'm pretty sure. I don't know if that's still true.
I don't think they enforce that.
He has to drive in the next hour.
Yeah. Ooh. I limit myself because I'm a smart, responsible
alcoholic. You are a responsible alcoholic.
I don't throw up on the side of cars.
He's not an alcoholic.
I'm a drunk.
He's drunk. There's a difference.
Alcoholics go to meetings.
He's barely
very true. So there, I do take care of my brow line, okay?
Only for Alamo Game Night.
Only for Alamo Game Night.
The fact that you get away with that and call it maintenance is the epitome of privilege.
No, it's what does that have to do with privilege? Because I have manageable eyebrows.
No, because you think that is passable as...
Dude, I get my eyebrows threaded. Like,
Jesus.
Where are you?
That's when they pluck with thread.
Basically, instead of, like, doing one hair at a time, they pull out groups of hair.
Is that when the woman has the string in her mouth?
Yeah. And,
and she's...
It's like crisscross, and then, like, she's like... Yeah.
It's a cat's cradle.
But that
doesn't look... That sounds horrifying.
Yeah, it's in her mouth.
No, not the part that's, like, pulling out
hair.
It's just for the top.
Okay. The tautness?
It's because she only has 2 hands.
The tension?
You need 3 points of tension, and she only has 2 hands, so she uses her teeth.
Yeah,
Jesus
but
Christ.
I mean, for the most part, she finally shapes my eyebrows, so I mean...
All right.
So, I mean, listen, it works out.
You can't even see my eyebrows anyways to know what is passable anyway.
I mean,
oh, so you admit you have no eyebrows.
No, I'm just saying what she has told me.
I mean, we're like staring...
I know they're
there. I'm like now staring at your eyebrows,
You're
I'm
like
sorry.
Fixated on
if
it.
If you were a woman, like, you would be shamed on an hourly basis.
If I was a woman, I would be at home.
I just want to...
I would not leave the house.
Where are my keys?
I just want to know what you would look like.
You better call Colton. He's your ride.
Not good.
Yeah. No, I made a pretty woman before.
Okay, that is not true.
No, it is.
With those gels?
I was much cleaner shaven and a hairstyle complementive to the frame of my face.
With those jowls?
Yes.
Do you know what jowls are?
Yeah, that. That's not jowly. Am I jowly? That's so hurtful. This is the weirdest fucking podcast.
Is this hurtful?
Well, welcome to the beauty podcast.
No one
I have no authority on any
about
of this.
Your looks?
Next, we're going to talk about how to do your nails.
Okay, I wanted to get him a pedicure so bad.
Not happening.
Why? Why?
Not happening.
What's wrong with the pedicure? I've gotten a pedicure.
Yeah, they no. are.
They're actually very nice.
No.
Like,
I'm not letting
we did it for a bachelor party.
It's
really?
Yeah, wonderful. It was a great time.
Dude, pamper yourself.
It started off as a joke, but we actually really enjoyed it. We had
a
good time.
Yeah, you chair with a massage chair. Yeah.
Treat yourself.
Yeah, it was really nice, actually.
2018.
Hashtag treat yourself.
I'm suddenly very attracted to Aaron.
He only had it done once. And how long ago was that?
It was like 2 years ago.
But would you go back?
Yeah, probably.
See?
Yeah. It was a nice experience. Here's the thing. It's not a bad thing, and it's like, ooh, it's masculine, but it's actually very
First of all, anyone who's well-groomed is sexy. I don't care.
I don't question the masculinity of it at all. I think it's very masculine. I think it's very it doesn't matter if female or male. I just don't want anyone near my toes. It has nothing to do
with like Jesse. You're like Jesse.
And it's not
tickle. You pull people to your feet.
But Jesse's...
Do you have mushrooms down there?
Jesse's, no.
He's got bunions.
I don't have bunions.
There's more than reason to get a pedicure.
Do you?
I don't...
I mean, the side on my foot, yeah.
Well, they'll take care of it.
Jesse's feet cleared us out of an entire fucking house.
Oh.
Yeah, if anybody needs a pedicure, it's Jesse.
Him.
Jesse, if you're listening, which you're not, get a pedicure.
Is this an exorcism?
He needs laundry detergent and fresh socks is what that man needs.
Yeah, when you
and
got
an exorcism. Multiple,
he's got more holes in his socks than the Three Stooges.
Oh. Just a little bit of baking soda.
I don't want people touching my toes.
You know what? Huh. Then don't let them look like that.
Touch your own toes.
Well, yeah, like, show us right now. Always do some pedicure stuff.
I'm not taking my shoes off here right now.
Because you know what your feet look like.
No, because we're
this week on the self-help podcast. Take care of your feet, damn it.
Take care of your feet. When your feet are happy, everything is great.
True. I'm happy. My feet are happy.
You are not happy. Your feet are awful. Oh.
How am I not happy?
Well,
why do I have to hit at such a high pitch when they ask that?
Are you happy right now?
I mean it.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I like where the conversation's going.
Are you sure?
But I think you're happy.
Treat yourself. Contrary to the pitch in my voice, I'm very happy.
I don't believe you.
Oh, snap. I mean,
you're
you can always do like a self-pedicure thing so then you can take care of your face.
The 5-minute manicure stuff I've bought before in the past where you rub it on and it's
just... That's not how you do your feet. That's not how you do your feet at all.
Okay.
Like, you like use the...
You know what? Lip liner will have to wait. We will. I'll do eyebrow care followed by home pedicures.
You just need a spa day.
You do need a spa day. 5280 Geek Podcast spa day.
I would totally be down for that.
I'd
need
a
spa
too.
Day desperately.
Because I have knots in my back.
Me too.
I'm down. If you would like to sponsor the 5280 Geek Spa Day, please let us know. Because
or know if someone
please
who would
donate
like
to
sponsor.
Patreon. Just kidding.
Yeah. We might do that.
Treat
we
us.
Said we might get a Patreon.
Wait, did we actually?
Yeah. Actually,
yeah,
yes.
Joking.
We know. We'll be doing Patreon.
Oh, send us money.
Needs new cables.
I need new cables since I'm giving you like the last of my extra cables.
Wait, which cable? Is it this one?
Yeah. So the last of my extras.
Is this a micro USB?
Yep.
I have a micro USB. Oh, no, I don't have this one.
No, you do not.
Okay, let me look for... Actually, let me look at my house.
Just take that with you.
Yeah, let me look at my house. No, because I might have this cable, too. I'll check around my house.
Just keep it together.
Okay, so Aquaman reviews are coming in.
I'm gonna pull a dad of work.
Apparently, they're not bad.
Seems a bit late.
Boy.
Well, early for Aquaman reviews, actually.
I thought Aquaman already happened.
December 22nd.
Yeah.
Oh, I was hoping
you got that. You got the earlier release.
I was hoping that it was just a bad nightmare.
Yeah.
I've been doing too much Dad of War, I'm sorry, where I'm just like,
boy.
Because every time he's like, boy.
I don't... So it's not bad.
But the reviews are all positive.
But it's not good.
Wait, what for what?
For Aquaman.
Oh.
I mean, they're just the
like
Twitter
reviews.
They all seem good.
You know, these are the same people who said Bohemian Rhapsody was lame.
No, the critic... Well, are these critics or are these fans?
Some of them are critics. Some of them are people who just got to see it early.
Because the fans, for the majority of them, loved Bohemian Rhapsody.
Apparently, according to some guy named Scott... Aquaman is bonkers, ambitious, campy, and so much fun.
But see, okay,
campy. James Wan.
I'm sure it's
job.
Campy because Momoa.
Is this Call of Duty?
No. Like Ant-Man was campy, but in all the right ways.
But that's because that's Paul Rudd.
Well, it's because you're superhero. You're an ant.
I mean, this guy talks to fish.
He does talk to fish.
And he's a surfer bro.
Is that so the Is that your wallpaper?
Yes.
Yeah. In the water?
Thank you. Does he breathe in fish poop? Yeah.
Yes, he does.
Ew. Wait.
The ocean is one gigantic toilet.
Is that what gives him his powers? Does he get caught in a soda ring? Because, okay.
Okay. I've seen a picture of it. There's a, like a limited edition comic cover.
He's like, he pulls a straw out of his nose. No, guys!
There's apparently some comic book cover where actually he does have like the soda rings around his neck.
Can imagine, he's like, how?
Superman's got kryptonite. Aquaman has soda rings.
Yeah. So, sounds like the Aquaman movie might be decent.
I'll still go see it.
You know,
we'll see. I mean, we did see Fantastic Beasts. I think you're the only one that hasn't.
I watched it on Saturday, the weekend it came out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Same, high five.
Yeah, I actually forced my friends to come with me.
Yeah, and apparently we're the only ones with jobs.
Mm. Well, we did see it.
I watched it right after.
I work at a movie theater. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, I literally jumped on when I literally was like, guys, when my shift is over, we're going to the theater and watching this movie. So we did.
Well,
and it was like when the roads were really icy too. I'm like, are you really sure you want to drive in these conditions? I'm like, does this face look like I freaking care?
I don't know. We don't have video.
I want to watch it. Yeah, it was like the very blank Asian mom look. Like, are you serious?
Like Asian mom look.
You literally just asked me that stupid freaking question.
How do you make your face look like an Asian?
Asian mom.
No, the mom look I get.
No, Asian mom look.
I have a way, but you're not supposed to do it.
No, don't do that.
It's more like the resting bitch face.
You know, the funny thing is she's trying to answer me.
I know. No, I'm serious. Resting bitch face. It runs in the family.
I need to meet your sisters.
No, you stay away from everyone's sisters.
My coworker has met my mom, and he was actually afraid of her. She also scared one of my Russian friends too.
Hell
who comes
to the
store. It's good. It's good.
They're like, oh my god, she's like really terrifying. She's like 4'11".
All my Russian friends need to be scared.
Yeah, no, he knew fear when he saw my mother. She had resting bitch face, and I was like, mom, you're scaring my coworker. And she's like, I didn't do anything. I'm like, it's because you look really mean, and you look like you're giving me that. Like, I'm like, mom, the look that you're giving him is similar to when I'm in trouble, and you give me the look like I'm gonna whoop your ass when we get home. Like that same exact look. So,
you do that, you know. You withhold the love.
My mom gave him a naked juice as a peace treaty. Because she handed it to me, and she's like, give this to your coworker, so then he's not afraid of me. I didn't do anything, and I feel really bad.
That's so nice.
I was like, oh, I want to meet your mom. Sweet.
I bring you food. You calm down.
Yeah, so she's like, here's this drink. I hope you enjoy it. And then, like, he was just like,
for me, it's tea. You want?
Yeah, he's like, oh, so.
Have some tea.
That's funny because we also get tea as gifts, too, if you want some.
Yeah.
If you like some oolong.
Yeah.
I can
share. Don't threaten me with good time.
I want to meet your mom. In fact, we should. Yeah.
Because, you know, she's single?
Please don't date my mom.
Then he would be your dad.
Papa Smurf.
Exactly. I can't say that.
Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf!
You stay away from my
mom. I am so in for this.
No, no,
my mom,
no,
not my dad.
Don't date Tom's mom.
I would not be okay with that. So
that would just be awkward waking up in the morning and find me in your kitchen.
You know,
anyway, what other news is there?
So with the Fantastic Beasts, did you guys like it?
I liked it.
Because this is getting like mixed reviews.
I don't think people realize that it's an empire.
Yeah, that there's more than one that's coming out.
It's a five film.
Yeah, this is only two of five.
They're going the full five?
Okay, here's the thing. I think it would have made a better book.
Sure.
I mean, it has screenplays.
Yeah, but
no,
straight to film.
I just there was a lot, and there were places where I was a little like, wait, I think I know what just happened.
Yeah,
but I didn't really understand it until we got here.
Yeah, a lot of how did we get here?
Extremely fast.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until after we had left the film that things started to, like,
I watched it twice.
But if it had been a book where there's more room for stuff like that,
yeah.
I think it would have made a better book.
And I'm sure we'll learn more in the third movie, you know, about I'm sure what's going
a
on.
A lot of big reveals will come out of that. Yeah.
But I liked it. I have no complaints.
But for it being titled The Crimes of Grindelwald.
Oh, yeah. He didn't do a lot of crimes.
He didn't do a lot of crimes
they
at all.
They did murder a small child.
I mean,
but he didn't even do that.
He didn't even do that.
And a small child.
Yeah, but he didn't do that.
He did.
He had everybody else do it.
He showed up. Johnny Depp showed up with that haircut, doing that accent. I mean, that's crime enough.
It's true. But I think
but other than that, yeah.
The one Asian chick that's hanging out
with... Claudia Kim.
Yes.
I love her. She's beautiful.
I think that's Nagini. I think that's
Nagini.
Nagini, yeah,
they even say her name.
First yes, of all, I thought that's what I heard, and I'm like, did I just...
J.K. Rowling said that
is... a rice ball.
Okay.
Oh, Nagini. You're
right.
She's
right. First of all...
Nagini's that type of sushi with rice.
First of all, rice ball. Second of all... Yes, that's who that is.
Hashtag rice ball.
And third of all... Damn it, I forgot. We got distracted with the rice balls.
Ewan McGregor.
Onigiri.
But see, that just those little subtle leaks, and then the Elder Wand, of course,
what was subtle about?
I said it was not subtle.
Third of all, it's a French tea. God damn you, it is Voldemort.
Oh my God.
Not Voldemort. That's something that grows on your feet.
Also, can I?
They do call him Voldemort in the movies.
Yeah, they do.
And the books.
That's because they're pandering to the American audience who don't understand. Not in the books. No, they don't. Jim Dale.
He pronounces it Voldemort.
He does not.
I heard him say it.
French tea.
I'll listen to it again.
No spoilers.
French.
Everybody dies. No, I'm just kidding.
All my friends are dead. I'm just kidding. But I remember I was watching an interview because I've been obsessed with watching anything Ezra Miller because.
I love it.
Yeah, he's got that horror special that's going on right now where he's talking about other horror films and all of that.
Yeah, he wants to do more horror.
He does.
I appreciate
that, man. I remember he was watching, like, he was reading fan theories and they were, like, confirming or denying, which they are, like, floods you. There is one where it's just, like, the locations that they're at is, like, shaping the Deathly Hallows, because like the Empire State Building, which most buildings are straight, and then the Eiffel Tower, someone, it was funny because the last place they're like, so does that mean that the third film will take place at Epcot?
I would think more. I mean,
imagine Harry Potter at Disneyland.
I would think more Italy.
I have no qualms with it, honestly.
I don't either. Like, I thought it was really well done.
I know that some people were like having qualms with it because it's like, oh well, like she's changing this and that because of the whole Nagini thing. But I'm like, honestly, we don't know that. Because of the fact that like you don't know how she meets Voldemort.
No. We don't.
So it's like for me, I'm like, I don't think that's having
it's
her.
Not, and it's like,
yeah, you're not changing the universe. You're just getting her
that backstory.
Mind works. No, she's not changing.
She's not changing anything.
She's probably thought of this like
she's even
years
kind
ago
of,
yeah.
and just had no place to put it.
No, and she's even kind of tiptoed on the Dumbledore being gay,
I really hope that she doesn't fall into the George Lucas realm of too many tie-ins.
I don't think she will.
There's a little borderline. Of why is C-3PO here?
Nah, see, as long as we don't get into Han Solo territory with Solo, where he's like, your name is Solo because we said so.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god.
They just brighted all over that.
But
and
still
of course
my expressions.
There are different elements that you see in the background that you're like later that ends up in Dumbledore's office.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Like the final scene, there's the one column that's behind Ezra Miller's character it's right out of Dumbledore's office.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I think that just may be a coincidence.
Maybe, but I mean, it's
Easter egg though.
Yeah.
It might be little Easter eggs, and there's scenes when he's teaching kids how to fight the
bug art.
Yeah, that whole interaction in his office. You see the white column that later opens up into the tray, and there's so many like cool things.
Yeah, there's little things.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I'm not gonna lie, the fact that like Newt's Boggart is the office job thing.
Yes,
I totally understand
that
on the whole
good.
New spiritual level. I freaking cannot stand an office job.
It was hilarious.
But like,
I love office jobs. I wish I had one.
I mean, granted, I don't.
I'm not kidding.
I know you're not kidding.
Yeah. But thank you.
That's the funny part about it.
But I think
I miss my rotary phone, man.
This isn't much of a spoiler, but
go on.
My favorite line from the movie has to be. Your eyes remind me of a salamander's.
Yes.
Which I'm like, how romantic.
It's a good film. I enjoyed that.
I mean, it further confirmed to me that I would definitely date someone like you.
Fair enough.
I only thought it was a 3-movie deal, but they heard
no, it's a 5.
It's 5. Holy crap, yeah. How much more?
Well considering how this is kind of like a build-up, like the first movie is more like an introduction, the second movie is more like, this is like a build-up, and then I'm guessing they're going to...
Yeah, it seems like third movie is probably getting closer to like a climax point. Fourth movie, we probably have that climax, and fifth movie probably is, we're just going to tie this up nice and neatly. Yeah, the fallout of whatever happens in 3 and 4.
Yeah, because, I mean, we'll find out, I guess, what happens to the rest of the Deathly Hallows, because we know Grindelwald's got the Elder Wand,
which makes you question who has the cloak and who has the stone.
The stone.
Well, we know eventually who gets the cloak.
It's true. Yeah. How does it get there?
Yeah.
It's like really, it's so weird.
It is.
I've done research and stuff like that about each, like some of the characters and stuff like that, but it's like really interesting to see it because I'm like, whoa, I read about this, but it's so weird to see it, like, it still shocks me while I'm watching the movie. Like, I mean, I personally kind of like Rita Lestrange.
Yeah. That whole family line is
okay. That one, that's kind of the moment where I'm all like, I wish this was a book so I understood what was happening better.
Because the Lestrange family line, from what we see, gets really messed up.
She said too that like the women aren't recorded, the men are, and the women are flowers.
Correct.
Which it makes me wonder because we remember in Sirius's Black House where like they had the
family,
the Black family.
Oh no, you're right. That's not Lestrange. Bellatrix Lestrange.
Bellatrix Lestrange's maiden name is Black.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, yeah, sorry, my brain.
She actually she's Sirius's first cousin. That's why she's on the family tree, but she married a Lestrange,
That's
how they all connect.
Yeah.
Because it's those pure blood houses.
I know
these things. As I say, that's some good deep
I appreciate that. That was a deep, deep piece of trivia right there.
Well, okay. Yeah, I'm not going to, you know what? What else came out?
So, moving on.
Wreck-It Ralph was good.
I can't wait to see it.
I haven't seen it yet either.
We
don't talk about that one.
Oh, come on.
Nope.
Gotta
wait.
I want to talk about it. I can't wait. I want to see it.
I do.
I want to see it too. We can't spoil it.
We're going to go. Fine. We're going to go tomorrow.
Next week. But for Crimes of Grindelwald, let us know what you think about the movie.
Let us know.
I mean, I personally liked it.
So.
Oh, but you got to watch Brave before you watch Wreck-It Ralph.
You could change your feet.
I gave my mommy a cake. She turned into a big bar.
Have no idea what she's saying. She's from the other studio.
Wait, was that a good Scottish accent? Scottish accent?
No!
Don't tell her.
It's very hard.
Just let it go.
Oh my god, it made me think of the Skittles commercials. Like, have you ever seen a Scottish Asian? I'm like, I
we're a contradiction.
We're Scottish Asian.
Scottish Korean.
Were they Scottish Korean?
They were Scottish Korean.
Oh!
Yeah. So speaking of commercials and TV, I saw the first commercial for Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I don't understand what
you
said to me.
Is it a remake?
No, it's, the cartoon, special.
The original.
The original.
Like the claymation?
Yes.
You saw the trailer for it?
Well, just the commercial for it. And I'm feeling cheated. Because I never saw anything for Halloween, and I'm a bit cranky, and I'm going to be old man for a moment where I miss.
Wait, you aren't already?
No.
Let's talk about your feet some more.
Wait, hold on. Let me try to imitate that kid from a Poops, right? Grandpa.
No, I'm sad because I remember getting excited when you see the commercial for Rudolph. I didn't see Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin. I didn't see any of the Halloween specials.
Just because you were running around being a Ghostbuster all month.
That's true. That's your own fault for not seeing that stuff. They played them.
You didn't sit down to watch.
Yeah, they played Great Pumpkin, Charlie Brown.
And they really did.
Scary Godmother.
So see, now that's your fault. It's on your head now.
No, it's not. It's the Ghostbusters for leaving Smurf to be the only Ghostbuster.
Wow. Well, there's two of us.
Wow. One time.
Where were you?
I missed one.
You wanna be all
I didn't miss all of them.
I every night.
That's not true.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
As a movie, oh,
but I feel cheated that I didn't get to see any of it.
You know what? It's about time you feel cheated.
Why?
Because the rest of us have felt cheated most of our lives. Now it's your turn.
And it's not the media's fault. It is your fault.
It's your fault. You get that DVR. You don't watch commercials anymore.
They're online. It's not hard to find them.
I know. See, and that's even more. It's like it's taken away from
back
the.
Back in my day.
It's taken away from the mystery.
We had to get up to turn the dial.
We did. We only had two colors, and we only lacked one of them.
We only lacked one of them.
That makes me cry.
You had to push two buttons down to record a show.
You did, because otherwise you might bump the other one.
That's right.
I can't tell you how many, like, I don't talk about it.
Okay.
So many
missed baby videos because of the VCR.
How many erases? Yeah. How many cassette tapes I ruined?
Oh. I'm just excited that I want to see the holiday specials.
Why do they have to put the record button so close?
What did you trash? That's even better. But to be fair, I'm sure I won't have time for the specials. And you're right, they're on demand, and it takes away from the whole experience.
I hate the Christmas specials.
Takes away from the experience.
Still you hate the better. Christmas specials.
Well,
The
Hallmark Christmas specials.
Oh,
yeah, but Hallmark has been going.
That's different.
Yeah,
that's they've different. Been going since October 31st.
I'm kind of glad I don't have cable.
Yeah, because my mom watches them.
October 31st, 1994.
Yeah. Oh my God,
the Hallmark Christmas channel.
Yeah, but I like Rudolph and I like Frosty and
every time I think of Christmas,
it's time.
I think of like the Campbell's soup commercial where the kids are
snowman. Yes. I remember when that commercial was new.
Yeah, and the snowman melts.
That kid was older than me when that commercial came out.
That's true.
Go press your face up against the window.
The I have no idea who that is.
I thought you did.
I think I do.
Oh, he's just staring at us. So I want you to like.
Should we know him?
Just slam yourself against the window.
I don't know.
Window shopper
just looks like some asshole.
So
he probably listens to the podcast.
He probably does.
Why are you there?
How are you doing?
It is one thing.
Yeah, his sweet ponytail.
How are you doing?
Oh man.
That is the coolest thing I have ever seen. Did you guys do anything for Black Friday or Cyber Monday?
Yes, I stayed in.
I did.
Slept all day.
I surprisingly did.
Wow.
Because I usually don't.
You were like the least
house.
On my
Wait,
list.
Wait, you went somewhere for Black Friday? You didn't order offline?
Yeah.
Wow, where'd you go?
Well, technically I did order jeans.
Was
online.
I mean, okay, that's.
No, I actually bought clothes because I was lacking in winter wear, so I bought like four shirts and then
That's practical, though.
But then, like, it's funny because I bought, like, three pairs of sweats.
That's less practical.
Small business Saturday.
I don't have a dress code at work, so I can wear sweats if I can, please.
So it is practical. All right.
Yeah, so,
practical.
I mean, I bought...
She doesn't need to have pants on to switch.
I was wondering... Twitch. I mean, yes, because TOS... But,
that's true.
Okay.
Yeah, you stand up to go to the bathroom and everybody
can
see your business.
I never understood why people like Adidas so much. So they had a sale where it was like $15 a pair, so I bought two pairs. And then I was just like, what is the big deal with Adidas? And then I wore them. I'm like, oh my God, it feels like a fleece blanket around my legs.
Yeah, Adidas are comfy.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, I feel like I'm not wearing pants at all. It's just a blanket all over my
I feel
legs.
Like I'm not even wearing pants.
Yeah, so I'm just like, okay.
Oh God, I'm not wearing pants.
I'm a buck.
So, oh God, no, yeah. God, no.
I definitely worked on Black
Friday. I know how
thirsty
nerds go to my store.
I got a Homer Simpson room for exactly this reason.
So you don't have to get put clothes on?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I can understand a moo-moo being...
I can continue.
I'm just thinking of the practicality of a moo-moo, actually. Just kind of like, okay, yeah.
You mean like an old-timey...
Timey-wimey
night shirt?
Yeah. Not happening.
It's like you're flying.
As if you're wearing nothing at all.
I almost dropped a lot of money on it. Well, no, I actually also bought that microphone for $200. So,
nice.
I mean, I guess I sort of did buy But I stuff.
You bought stuff.
I bought stuff. I actually left my house.
I bought nothing.
Usually I don't like to leave my house, but I went after Thanksgiving with my cousins, and then we bought my sweats, and then I went again because I'm like, you know, I'm gonna need some shirts. That are warm. So I did.
Nailed it.
I am responsible adult.
Adulting.
I'm adult, but okay.
The weekend I spent mostly indoors and watched TV, and I saw the most disturbing thing.
Well, then don't tell us about
mirror?
It. Oh, I also played with my
no.
sister's dog.
Thanks, Kelso.
Go, stop.
The Lion King live action trailer is absolutely disturbing.
That is
you know,
so weird.
I was gonna say it's very
weird.
It's very strange.
It's very strange.
You're
and
very
and
strange.
I just learned Seth Rogen
is it
Puma.
Bellatrix the Strange?
What?
Pumba. Pumba.
Bellatrix the Strange.
Say that again.
What?
Is it Astrid?
Pumba.
No.
Oh. Pumba.
Pumba.
No, Seth I heard Rogen. The thing.
I said Puma first.
Wait, Seth Rogen?
Yeah.
Oh, that was the part we were confused about?
Yes.
Not my mispronunciation of Pumba.
No.
Seth Rogen.
Seth Rogen is
that's
more.
What I wear on my face. No, okay. Well, I did hear that they brought back the original voice actor for Mufasa.
James
Earl Cho.
She was so adorable.
And Darth Vader.
Yes.
Wait. The original voice actor, the guy who played Mufasa?
Mufasa. Ooh, say it again.
Mufasa.
Long live the king.
Why not bring back all of the, I mean, I know some of them have
passed
Justin away.
Because Justin Timberlake went through puberty.
Ow.
And that one guy ran over somebody with his car.
Ooh.
Sorry. Jonathan Taylor Thomas went through puberty.
Yeah, Jonathan Taylor Thomas is...
Justin Timberlake has yet to go through.
What's his name? The adult voice
For Simba?
Simba, yes.
And what's his name?
That's Matthew Broderick?
Yeah, Matthew
never
Broderick.
Forget what's his name.
Yeah. Matthew Broderick.
Yeah, Broderick.
Simba.
They wouldn't bring back Matthew Broderick.
Wait, why?
Because, I mean, nobody, he's not relevant anymore.
Oh, fair enough. Was he relevant then?
I don't know.
Yes.
Was he? I thought he was just available.
Yeah, both.
It's a mixed bag of that. But, I mean, he's still a big draw on Broadway. And you also get Nathan Lane, who played the original Pumbaa, who I don't think needs to be replaced.
You know what?
You're right.
I don't think so either. If, like,
and,
still
and Jeremy playing. Irons, why are we messing this up?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Because,
I mean, like, if you still could keep some of the original actors, why don't you?
I like that Donald Glover is Simba.
Yeah.
But, okay.
You know what? This is up there with the live action Dumbo. I don't care.
Wait, but who is Beyonce playing? I heard that she's also going to be in it.
She's probably.
I'm pretty sure she's the.
Oh,
the female.
Queen.
The female.
No, I don't think she is.
She's the girlfriend for Simba.
Yeah, I
Nala?
Think she is.
Nala? Yeah, there you
yeah
go.
She's Nala.
Wait, what?
like Nala?
Eric Andre is in
what
it.
What the heck?
I'm actually okay with some of this casting.
Wait, what?
It's so
I
weird.
Thought she was going to play the queen. The queen.
What?
No.
Oh
no, the original woman who
played. Oh, okay. She's gonna play it?
I don't want to play this.
Yeah. Okay, never mind.
I don't want to play this.
Hey, but Keegan Michael Key is in.
I don't. What?
And so, John Oliver is Zazu.
Don't get me wrong, I like Keegan, but who is he playing, though?
He is.
I think he's Timon.
Kamari.
No, Kamari?
No, what's his face? Billy Eichner?
Billy Eichner.
Yeah, he's Timon.
Jeez.
All
right. This is a weird cast,
why,
but okay.
It's one of those ones right, where I'm like, why are you doing this?
No,
why?
Seriously.
I'm kind of curious what this whole craze Disney has suddenly got on with bringing back.
Like reanimating it.
Yes, bringing all of it to live action.
I was going to say, I think it's just to reinvigorate people into their old.
This is cause, I mean, because they bought Fox, so they need to make bad choices like Fox did.
I mean.
I feel like it's also because like Jumanji was a hit, and same with
Beauty. Yes.
No, so that was a fluke.
Jumanji was good, and that is a fluke.
Wait, yeah. Not Jumanji. Was it Jumanji?
Jumanji is
Jungle
good.
Book. Jungle Book. Sorry,
oh,
not Jumanji.
Jungle Book
was awful. Sorry. I meant Jungle Book, not Jumanji.
Jumanji's great. Jungle Book was not great.
Jungle Book was awful.
There were parts that it was okay.
I like, what's his name?
I chose not to.
No. They missed a huge opportunity.
I like
Christopher Walken is the best part of that.
No, he's the worst part of that.
What? He's the best part of that movie.
No, Christopher Walken is a Broadway trained actor.
Yes.
With dancing skills.
Yes. Why and not you know, make him King Louie?
Because what? King Louie doesn't have a song and dance in this movie.
He's got a song.
He's got a song.
He sings.
I'm the King of Swingers.
Yeah. He sings.
It was such a missed opportunity.
I mean,
that was
I
awful.
I did see Beauty and the Beast.
Which I'm
was
sorry.
It just seems like a one-to-one, and that's what all these movies seem.
Well,
I
say it's not bad because I also have a massive crush on Watson.
Is this because all the illustrators keep striking?
I think it's more just like people have stopped watching the old animated ones, and they're like, well, no, we got to bring them back.
They keep locking them in the Disney vault. Never to be seen again.
Yeah,
You're not wrong about that one.
They're like, get your DVD now before it's locked.
Hey, eventually we'll get a Haunted Mansion by Guillermo del Toro.
Oh my
and
god.
And I'm okay with that.
Yeah,
you know what?
I'm curious about okay that. Too.
Yeah. If they want to remake any Eddie Murphy movie after like 2000 whatever.
Except
yeah.
Mulan. Why is Eddie Murphy not?
I'm so sad he's not Mushu.
Like, please hire Del Toro for that, not Tim Burton. Thank you.
Yeah. Please and thank you.
Oh, no, they've already said Del Toro's doing the Haunted
yeah.
Mansion.
Oh, thank
okay.
you. Yeah.
Freaking
he's already. It's already in production. It's already being made. Yeah.
I'm just glad it's not
but
Tim Burton.
But Disney's
going to keep asking Tim Burton.
But the way Disney's going to crush these out, because, I mean, we've got Aladdin, Mulan,
Lion King.
Haunted
Mansion eventually.
They changed the story for Mulan. That's bullshit. I like the Disney ride. First, you don't have Mushu, then
I think that's a good idea.
Entire,
of bringing
like,
the Disney rides to movies.
What if Joan of Arc was fighting a witch?
What? What the heck?
Exactly. You change the thing about Mulan. Oh, she's fighting a witch. What if you've made Joan of Arc? What if we made a movie about Joan of Arc fighting a witch? That
makes no sense.
That's my point.
What about Abraham Lincoln fighting vampires?
You know what? That's not helping your case.
I love that movie.
It's not helping.
No, but like legitimately though, it's like you can't change the storyline from Mulan. That it's
Jeff is peanut butter.
With jelly mixed in it?
No.
I'm going to go see Guardians of the Galaxy. It's pronounced GIF.
Oh my
it's
God.
Pronounced GIF.
Even the guy who created it says
no.
GIF.
No, he says GIF.
He says GIF?
Yeah, he says
fired.
It wrong. Yeah.
He is fired.
He's
That's
not a linguist.
Exactly what we said. We said shut up.
Shut up.
go back to your cubicle and shut up. Yeah. Go back.
Shut it.
Learn English.
I want more Disney ride movies. Pirates of the Caribbean and Haunted Mansion are not enough. World of Tomorrow, damn it.
Okay.
Tomorrowland.
Space Mountain.
Count. Yeah, Space Mountain.
Space Mountain would be cool.
Tomorrow World.
Well, no, they did that.
They did Tomorrowland.
They did Escape from Space Mountain with Dwayne Johnson.
Speaking of,
that is Escape from Witch Mountain.
Oh,
yeah.
Witch Mountain, you're right.
That has nothing to do with Space. It's Escape from Space Mountain.
And Dwayne The Rock Johnson did Escape to Witch Mountain.
He can do no wrong.
Well, that was the sequel.
They fucked it up.
They did.
Also, speaking of remakes, why is this freaking happening and the relevancy of it?
Go on.
The what was it called? Battle Angel Alita or something?
Yes.
Oh, Battle
Why?
Evangelica or whatever.
Battle, yeah, Evangelica. It's an
Spielberg
anime.
Movie.
Yeah.
Apparently.
And it's like they have more budget from AI or they're trying to make money off
but
of
like,
the special
effects. Oh, no, not
Dude,
AI.
It's not relevant anymore. It's like an old anime that was a classic. You don't touch it.
No, it's like Akira. You just don't mess with it. You just.
I'm waiting for somebody to try and make Akira.
Again. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's like Battle Angel Alita.
I would just like less remakes, please.
It's like one of those things where like why must you ruin everything that you touch?
Yeah, Tom Cruise.
It's because he's got that weird middle tooth. Right in the middle of his face.
I've got that extra middle tooth.
Okay, why?
Why is he Scottish?
Because
why is he whatever that was supposed to be?
What was that your attempt?
That is the internal dialogue of Tom.
Wait.
Cruise
on
right
a
there.
Scale from 1 to 10, was my Scottish accent better? Or was
I don't know what
equal.
Mine was actually.
Equal? Oh, damn it!
Just as bad.
That poor word.
Emphasis. I'll get you some Irving Welsh.
Also,
oh,
speaking
God.
Of weird and bad reboots, Child's Play is getting a reboot.
Wait, Chucky?
Yep.
What?
Yeah.
And
Why?
In the wake of this...
You know, that seems to be the theme of the news today. Why?
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 In the wake...
That vine of that one passage
yeah,
just goes,
why?
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 This why? Alphabet cereal is nothing but why?
So, with the reboot on the way, they launched a fake website so that you could pre-order your buddy doll.
Okay,
why is it buddy?
No, the buddy had nothing to do with it. My buddy and my kid's sister were awesome. Creepy, but awesome.
Yeah, but it was supposed to be good guys,
one.
Right? It was good guys.
They are supposed to be good guys, and the serial killer gets his essence
from
transferred
the good guys.
Into
the good guy doll.
Yes.
Why are they changing the name?
I need a God of War this. Boy.
And like,
why?
Why is the series getting a reboot? Didn't they just release one where it was supposed to have like a sequel after that?
Yeah, like where he has a baby. Like,
yeah, oh, they like, switches bodies with the girl. Who
Jennifer
was from like
Tilly.
The second one or third one?
Wait, what I think was the last one?
Actually, you know what? Actually, I'm okay if they're rebooting this.
You know
that series
what?
Got weird.
I'm really yeah. All right. You know what? What else you got? I'm bored.
Yeah, we can move on.
Why are you rebooting? I don't understand. Just why?
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 Not a why in the news. Today in the news, why?
And the new doll looked creepy too.
The doll looks creepy.
But at the same time, it's like, okay. And
are we going to talk about the new Leprechaun movie too? Like,
no.
Why?
Yeah, they're making another Leprechaun.
Why?
Because the first eight were so good.
Only five,
of course.
I mean, I laughed at them.
Leprechauns
better than
in
Troll.
Space.
Troll 1 and 2 are still garbage. Oh my god!
Which reminds me, I saw
Leprechaun in the Hood.
Jason in space.
I saw the best
Jason
gift.
Jason X is a classic, how dare you.
I saw the best gift today where it was pigs in space and they were doing aliens and the came out of him.
That's good.
It, the prawn came out of him.
The prawn. I just imagine the actual little shrimp. Just
prawns.
Yeah, the Cajun shrimp.
Cajun shrimp.
he marinated quickly.
Well, this might be interesting, or it might suck. Thursday. This is another why. Thursday, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman.
Not Hugh, but Huge.
Huge Jackman. Well,
there's a Freudian slip if ever I heard one.
A Hugh Jackman is playing Wolverine.
Tell us who your celebrity crush is, Smurf.
I don't have a celebrity crush on Hugh Jackman.
That's a lie.
I don't.
No, what they have is real. Well,
I don't know. I don't think there's enough room for me and Zac Efron.
That is enormous penis.
What?
Go on.
What?
What do you want to say about Hugh Jackman?
Did you get, like, dick pics or something?
No. Oh. Hugh Jackman is going on the Today Show Thursday to make some huge announcement.
Wow.
Like, a very big, mysterious announcement.
He's not done playing Wolverine.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Well, I don't know. And this is money. He does like money.
Same, though. Yeah. You know what?
He likes to sing, too.
Oh, yeah. Like the greatest show. Yeah,
that's a good movie.
He is a very accomplished theatrical trained actor.
Musical theater actor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everyone is speculating.
I saw him in Oklahoma before I saw him.
He was in Oklahoma.
Yeah, he was in a production of Oklahoma.
Who did he play in Oklahoma?
Hurley, of course.
Right.
The main guy.
Yeah.
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 I like you just go right.
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 Yeah, I know. I'm familiar with the musical.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
Could have just said the meta character, but nope.
So
made me look stupid.
Everyone is trying to speculate and bet that it's Ryan Reynolds and Rob Liefeld have finally convinced Hugh Jackman to do the Deadpool Wolverine crossover film.
Whoa. Ryan Reynolds?
Well, of course Ryan Reynolds.
Of course Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds.
No, I know. I'm just, I'm doing the whole Spider-Man looking at Deadpool being like, wait.
Ryan Reynolds?
He's done everything but the double knee approach to his crotch, all right, to try and convince him to do Deadpool.
He'll never move forward because Fox is getting bought by Disney and that'll never happen.
You mean Gizney?
Gizney.
It's pronounced Gizney.
That'll be
actually, wait, I take that back. Did nobody say Gizney anymore? We're moving forward. Everybody stop. We're done.
We're gonna get sued.
Oh man!
Go back.
There would be so many.
Go back.
It actually is pronounced Jeff.
No.
Thank you for that lawsuit.
Oh god.
Sorry,
Disney.
No,
you're not.
Okay. The problem is, regardless of where Deadpool lands in the rights field,
Disney World.
No one's going to say no to them doing another Deadpool film.
No. That's the thing. No. If Ryan Reynolds asks nicely, it'll happen.
It's going to happen.
He's made them
nicely
so much money.
Nicely or just said, hey, guys, you know what? Yeah, fine. Do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if
I was Pikachu?
You can imagine, like, yeah, all right.
They don't have to do any marketing because Ryan Reynolds did it basically all on his own.
How he's been doing it for years for Deadpool.
Yes.
Hey, you guys want to come see a new Deadpool movie? None.
Yeah, and
I can watch it. The man can do no wrong.
He can't.
I mean, remember Skull Poople?
That's yet to be determined.
Or Deadpool, the romance film.
Well, yeah. we dare not bring up the Green Lantern film, but okay.
Hugh Jackman did.
Hugh Jackman did.
Trust me, the Green Lantern film is just as painful for me, if not more so.
Did you go, I've never seen it.
I just
there's a Hot Wheels promotion in it.
No, you had like you were squeezing out a poop, but didn't get it out.
Yes.
I never smoked because that movie gave me cancer.
That was a
I wouldn't go that far, but I mean maybe a case of constipation.
Now, of course, Hugh Jackman is playing ignorant. No, I'll never do another Wolverine film. I won't do a Deadpool crossover.
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Blah, 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 blah. And there's been this
I don't say blah, 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 blah.
Blah! Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, you know he'll be in it in a heartbeat if Marvel is like, hey, you want to come be Wolverine? He'd be like, yeah.
Sure.
Why not?
And he says they've explored everything about the character. No, they haven't. I mean, not really.
Yeah, we haven't seen his Canadian films.
Your country needs you. I'm Canadian. He drives away.
Where he goes with Captain Canada. That's a thing.
That's literally what I thought of.
It's called Guardian and Alpha Flight, you twit.
Captain Canada is still
Captain
there.
Captain Canada is a thing now.
Captain Canada
is a thing.
Hashtag
Look
Captain
it up.
Canada.
Captain Canada is real.
No, but literally,
he became Captain Canada.
That's all I can think about. Your country needs you. I'm Canadian.
I'm going to show you. Captain Canada is real.
I
really want to make Tenet now and take him to every hockey game.
I do like how everyone forgets that Deadpool and Wolverine are Canadian.
Mm.
I don't. Some people do. They're just like, what? No, he's not. I'm like, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, he is.
Ryan Reynolds is Canadian. And I can never forget.
Captain Canada, eat a dick.
I want to see.
No, it really looks like eating a dick.
Oh my god, it does look like he is.
He's real.
Oh,
that's
God.
Captain Canada.
Oh, sweet. Do you think he's...
That's one of the Marvel characters they just want to keep shoving down.
Why
do
they keep...
That's why they have Guardian and Alpha Flight.
Why can't they just stick with the one on
his... Oh, here's a more modern look of Captain Canada.
He looks...
It's not better.
No,
it's
not better.
That's Guardian.
He looks like it.
He's Captain Canada, though.
Oh, God. Well, they call him Guardian, so never mind.
Okay. No, we're not going to actually each other right now.
You're wrong.
Also, best Marvel villain is still Dr. Saxophone, and nobody can tell me otherwise.
Picks! Picks!
Yeah, all right.
The film Hugh Jackman will be promoting is Front Runner, which
Why do we come here?
How is he? Because
we're having fun.
You're not going to spend a Monday night watching
football. Now I'm thinking of a seal that is like holding
the saxophone. I could be watching Holiday Baking Championship right now.
I guess it's true.
That's Dr. Saxophone. I want him in the MCU.
He totally uses date rape drugs.
Oh my god.
Him and Johnny Guitar.
Can we have him as a villain, please?
Yes.
He is a villain.
No, as like a villain in a film.
Yeah.
Yes, he shows up in Parks and Rec, the Dark Knights.
He drugs out.
Are you talking about when Ron Swanson plays?
Yes. That's a good
Duke
reference.
Duke Silver.
That's his nemesis right there.
Duke Silver is
Dr. Sax.
Dr. Sax is nemesis.
He's got some cool jazz.
It's cool jazz.
And that's gonna play for you.
It's cool jazz. Also going
Listen
with
to me
tonight's
while I blow.
Yes. Oh my god, Ron Swanson. Ron Swanson, as if that's his real. Yeah, he's Ron Swanson forever now.
Yeah, Ron Swanson.
No, I want him to play Dr. Sax in the MCU. Mustache and all.
Are you saying his beard?
Actually,
like,
you know what they're doing?
It's fantastic.
They're doing a talent search for their show that you introduced me to last season.
Making it.
They're doing a nationwide talent search.
That show is so soothing.
Go to your internet provider to find details on it.
My internet provider.
And everybody sign my petition to bring Dr. Sax to the MCU.
Oh my god, shut.
Yeah, but that sounds so
dirty. Mm-hmm. Does.
Can you imagine him playing the saxophone like that seal in water holding the saxophone just spinning?
Yeah, and then Iron Man just goes, and he's dead.
Also going with tonight's theme of what the hell... There is a novel, Marvel Avengers Infinity War, Thanos Titan Consumed, which explores the Mad Titan's dark youth?
His backstory. We didn't get enough of that.
Because, you know, it's called the fucking comic books. Read the goddamn thing. We don't need a novelization of this shit.
Okay, you know what? Let me stop you right there because so many novels get turned into graphic novels. and comics. So if we don't need novelizations of comics, then we don't need graphic versions of novels.
Oh, is this it's a novel?
Yes,
oh,
it is. Written by Barry.
But is the novel covering more of the cinematic universe or more of the like?
More of the cinematic universe.
Not all of us want pictures.
I guess I don't really mind that because I mean it's cinematic universe.
But it is fine.
They can.
Yeah.
They make chocolate and vanilla.
Oh!
Oh, God.
But we don't like strawberry. And then there's all three in one. Neapolitan.
Neapolitan.
I like Neapolitan. We got flavors for everybody. Just our pedigree.
You can take one spoonful of all three if you'd like. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
it's like taking a bite out of a Kit Kat
bar. Oh, my God. It's revolutionary. Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Like a full bite.
I wanted to be angry ranty about something, and I killed it. I mean,
it's a book.
Well, no,
it's a book.
It'd be one thing if it was like summarizing the things that are happening in the comic books, but if it's for the cinematic universe, I guess I can't really be mad.
You sound like Gaston. How can you read this? There's no pictures.
They supposedly explore the Infinity Stones further, which I don't know how much further we need to explore, you know, stones.
They're the Infinity Stones, goddammit.
We could go on and on about
them.
Yeah.
What's wrong
for
with that?
Infinity?
Why are you mad about more Marvel content?
You don't have to explain
I'm,
why are you mad?
Because
you?
What they should do is actually pull from Thanos Quest. If you're going to do...
No,
yes.
But remember... Cinematic Universe. You're
yeah, we don't want to weird out the normies too much.
Remember,
we can't talk about the normal.
Remember,
you know, the
cinematic
weird
universe.
Shit.
You cannot argue because it's its own universe.
Yeah. We can't.
I've been
go
trying,
into the weird
man.
Shit.
I've been trying.
Listen, here's the thing. I like
work.
Thanos Quest. I do, but it gets weird.
It does.
It
and
gets
it,
real weird.
And that's fine. Fine. You don't know. You haven't even read it.
I know.
So you have no idea what you're saying.
I do.
No, you're.
The way that you said that.
I've been on the internet long enough to know how weird comics can get.
I know.
No, but I would. You can't argue. Your argument isn't valid because it's cinematic.
argument is invalid.
Just don't read the book then, Smurf.
Well, because the thing is that like as much as I would love to argue, because I have so many different arguments.
Don't go in there.
One of my friends was literally like, "Cinematic universe." I'm like, "Shit."
Yeah.
There shouldn't be a differentiator. This should all be just the universe.
Why can't they make the movie more like the book?
But do you remember how many different AUs
like
and how many times they've resetted their universe?
I know.
Too many times.
So
like
we're going to add one more piece
I
to it.
I keep painting this corner into my...
This is an MCU book, right?
Yes.
So okay. It has nothing to do with the comics, nothing to...
Yeah, so
okay.
This is cinema. Like, I'm stretching my arms out near Darren. This is the cinematic universe, and this is the like the MCU, like for comic books.
What else would you
no
like to be
correlation.
Nothing.
Earth 22.
Yeah, anything else?
No.
Anything else, old man?
No.
I really do want to argue some things because I'm like, well, in the comic books this happens, but I can't because it's a different universe. So
yeah.
I can't.
That's how the commies are after you now.
It's so.
What?
Red scare.
Red scare.
Red scare.
That's what it says on my name.
Red scare.
Imagine you just pop on your head, but
get it? Red scare.
That's my supervillain name. Red scare.
In.
Pop on door.
You broke him.
I don't know.
He's dead. He's dead inside.
This happens tomorrow, or today, depending upon when you're reading this, listening to it.
I definitely
tomorrow.
Probably tomorrow.
I'm doing it Wednesday. What are we talking about?
Red Dead Redemption 2 goes online.
Yeah, it's Wednesday.
I'm excited.
Yes.
Okay.
Tuesday.
I'm excited.
Tuesday.
Cowboys and guns, and we're gonna play online.
Okay.
All my cowboy friends.
Cowboys.
He's mad. He's mad because it's not on PC.
No, it's really not. No.
Would you even
don't
play?
Don't tell her how she feels. Yeah. I play League of Legends.
I'm sorry. You've got enough salt for all of us.
Oh yeah,
that's right.
Oh, absolutely. You can mine that stuff. We can make a company.
Hell yeah.
Sweet.
I don't understand. League of Legends
I thought you
players
understood
are
everything.
So salty.
No. I just know plenty.
Show more cowboys and guns.
Cowboys and guns.
Saltier than the saltiest.
You're able to shoot at each other now.
Yay.
Steal each other's horses.
I swear to God, if somebody steals my horse, they're
dead. You're doing the Walking
they're
Dead
in real
too.
Life. Steal
I
horses.
The horse is mine. And then you just run away with it.
What happened to the horses? Oh, we killed all the horses.
I don't understand where they found all these chickens.
Why? Do you have a special horse?
Well, you can get special horses.
How do you get an egg without a chicken?
How do you?
Which came first, Red?
I'm pretty sure the dinosaurs.
Oh my god!
Yes.
Oh. I mean, evolution.
I mean, I get
Ugly Duckling has a whole darker prequel. Man.
Well, I mean,
Jurassic Park.
So does that mean that we could play dominoes together?
Yes.
Oh, dominoes!
Yes.
That's literally, like, and it's funny because I opened the store one day and I put someone on the TVs who was playing Red Dead, and he was playing dominoes, and everyone was like intensely watching
dominoes.
It was just like really funny because like, it was like six guys who were sitting in the same like the same row, and they're just like.
Fucking dominoes.
You're like, dude, he just screwed up right there. Dude, he should not have done that move.
It's like when people watch poker. I'm like, I don't
understand
how we can watch
about
this.
It too. They're like, dude, he totally messed up.
You know what? I want to agree with you, but I am that freak.
You watch poker, don't you?
I just find it.
I don't turn it on.
But when it's on, you're like, well, I can't look
away.
Maybe
he's trying to compete with Fallout.
Sunglasses is gonna make the move.
Sunglasses is gonna be an idiot.
Paul Hellmuth.
I've been hearing mixed things about
why would I know that, Smurf? I don't watch tournament poker.
What?
No, so
I don't watch bowling either.
The way Smurf watches football, that's how I watch poker.
Fair enough.
I don't know if it is.
Where it's just kind of on, and you're just like, no, Smurf turns football
but then
on.
I start screaming at the TV.
Oh, I can't believe they did that!
You do that in Baking Wars. I don't know if you've done that on poker.
Okay, I do that. I do that at
Doodoo
shows. You do.
What about the lamb sauce?
Oh my god.
Jesus. All right, Ramsey, you need you to calm down.
Just
away
anger.
From.
You took my balls away.
I took your balls away.
That's unfortunate.
They almost spilled everywhere.
That usually only happens when you get married. Sorry. That was really not an okay joke, but fine.
I didn't hear it, so it's better.
Okay.
I'm just waiting them to turn RDR into a movie.
I mean, it's not the same.
Video game
it's
curse.
It's not the same.
Video game movie curse.
Yeah.
Well,
the Super Mario Brothers movie is a classic.
Did you hear
how
their,
dare you
so
say
Rocky,
otherwise?
Rocky Horror.
Well, they decided that they, you know, had beat up the Resident Evil films so bad that they're relaunching that again now.
Oops.
Yeah.
With Alice or with somebody else?
No, with Alice. It's just rebooting.
No, they're just
going to
have more Alice?
Yes.
Just make it like the.
Why can we have a movie of Raccoon City? Like, come on.
Yeah.
I liked Over the Hedge. That was a good one.
Ripped out her headphones. Over the Hedge. I thought you were talking about Over the Garden Wall, and I was like, there's no raccoons in that movie.
Yeah, I was like, Over the Hedge. I literally thought about it for a second, and then it clicked. It was like the ellipses, like,
that movie's garbage.
I love that movie.
No, there's
I feel so much less afraid of it if I knew what it was. Let's call it Steve.
No,
Steve.
I'm much less afraid of Steve now.
When they give him the soda and time stops,
oh my god,
is the best part of that film. After that, yeah, it's absolute rubbish. But that whole
that's
moment,
the end.
No,
it's a but long after that, it's
way
garbage,
to go.
Because the movie
a
ends.
Long way to go for that payoff.
What are you talking about? That movie is.
I call him Steve.
My love, did you cook?
But I wouldn't mind them doing like Raccoon City, like Resident Evil 2.
Yeah.
Or even Resident Evil 1 with the whole...
Spooky Mansion.
They almost made you do a Jill sandwich.
Yeah, if they don't say Jill sandwich at least once, those movies are wasted.
I don't know what shit idea is, but we're going. Yeah.
Here's a lockpick, Jill, because you're the master of lockpicking.
There's the crate. Barry, there's the crate. There's crepe and barrel.
Oh, God. I can't. How? How are you doing that?
Oh, Barry.
Barry,
there's crepe.
Oh my god, Barry, you're alive.
Barry, there's zombies in the closet. Barry, we can't go in there.
So we'll be making Aaron's voice actor resume.
Oh yeah, that's
perfect.
Right. Yes. That was a freaking loot.
Later on today,
well,
look
well,
for that.
Why are they rebooting it? Is it because
they like money?
No, but
and
like,
people
but
will
what
continue
are you
going to
do?
See those.
But what are you going to do for the story?
Probably just do
probably
the same
the one
shit
from
over
the
again.
Video game that they probably should have done to begin with.
But
instead of
get rid of Alice and actually
the
do the game.
Yeah.
Why, Daddy? Why?
Barry!
I wouldn't mind watching a Resident Evil.
What is with you trying to jack me up while I'm drinking over here?
I'm actually not paying attention to you. Because, I mean, granted, I hated Ashley. Cause she just
everybody hates Ashley.
Who's Ashley? I hate her.
Actually, I'll send you a video about that. Because there's this guy from Achievement Hunter.
No, you're talking about Michael.
Yes.
He is arguing with his wife.
Yeah. About how Ashley is shit. Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, I would just leave her in the middle with her freaking knight armor and stuff like that.
Stab everybody. Yeah.
Yeah, and then, go hide.
Yeah.
I remember that story.
What else?
Final.
Michael is my spirit animal. You don't understand.
Oh, hell yeah.
Rich Bradbury is my Patronus.
Barry! The crate!
Final, final bit of video game news. There's pirated versions of Super Smash Bros. Ultimate out there.
You're really surprised?
No.
I was gonna say, this happens with every major.
Yeah, every time there's a big game that comes out, everyone makes a freaking shit copy of it.
But apparently one of them is a legal Mexican copy.
Yes.
Mine's that they just got a flip from book like
that I took posted. But did you not hear about
Super Smash Bros.? I even added Waluigi.
The Chinese Overwatch that's actually getting sued.
Yes, because it's basically just Overwatch.
Yeah, but the thing is they couldn't really sue it because of the fact that they didn't have Blizzard China basically, and then once they did, they opened location
like
there. An office in China. They were just like, hey, so we can sue you now.
Yeah, we've got an office in China now.
I love this, that they get into the chat rooms and the logs to find out where the leak is.
Yeah.
So if
it's in the aquarium, we can't find it.
Yeah, just stick your finger in the hole.
Yeah, Mexico apparently is
Mexico
where it's coming from.
Where it's out of, but
first it was Canadian Walmarts, now it's Mexico.
So which border should we worry about?
Those Canadians, they're sneaky
bastards.
The
western border.
The western.
Damn Californians.
Californians?
I was quiet on the western.
It's hot. They're whining and complaining. Oh, we don't have any water.
We're on fire.
Mm.
Always.
Well, I think they're always burning. Ever since Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor.
Ever since
this
weed was
state
legalized.
Is on fire.
Listen, they wanted to blaze it, but they went a little too hard.
Oh, God.
Don't eat the whole cookie.
You're not supposed to eat the whole brownie, Steve.
Put your clothes on the
Barry.
Can.
The Creets, Barry.
The Creets.
Creets and barrels.
Oh, my God.
Sorry.
I just like how much emotion you put into it.
I don't know what he's
Barry.
Doing.
Because that's how much emotion she puts into that game. Barry. Barry, we have to go in there. There's zombies in there.
I don't know what's happening.
Nobody gives a shit,
but
Jill.
I really
lost her
remember.
Head. That's why she was almost a Jill sandwich.
Do you like how I make Chris's voice a nerd?
Yes.
You were almost made a deal of Jill sandwich.
Barry.
Barry.
Oh, my God.
All right. Can we end the podcast?
We can.
Okay.
And on that
goodbye,
bombshell.
Everybody.
I don't know why we're here. Why? Just why?